cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, and this afternoon we're helping you navigate through a changing political landscape. And joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line is Craig Bolanos, the founding partner and chief executive officer of Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. So, Craig, what do we need to know from what's going on in Washington to help us improve our retirement portfolios?
Well, Jim, certainly exciting times, and I can definitely say while a half day of trading activity doesn't make a trend, I think everybody who's paying attention to the financial markets recognizes now that it's indicative that fiscal stimulus might just be enough to overpower any marginal tax increases that are going to get phased in over time. And again, this was not a blue wave. This is much more of a blue sweep. So I think people need to understand that the pace of change is probably not going to be broad and sweeping. I think it's going to be measured over time. And I think people just need to start positioning for this new environment and new administration.
What are the things that we should look for to benefit us, and what are the things we should look for to be concerned about and make sure that they don't negatively affect our portfolios?
Well, let's talk about 123 Main Street right off the top. You know, and in terms of benefits, the stimulus checks that are making their way out to everybody between now and the 15th of January, I think those stimulus checks are nothing more than a down payment, to use Joe Biden's words. I think you're going to have bigger and more money coming out to those who need it. The markets today are probably pricing in at least $1 trillion of additional stimulus coming down the pipeline. That's probably good news for a lot of people, especially those who need it the most. I think in addition to that, you've got a friendlier climate when it comes to international investing, because I don't think you're going to have particular countries go on the blacklist, and I think you're even going to see some relief in terms of some of the tariffs that are there. So those are those are going to be what I call some big positives. Of course, on the negative side, you are going to have some incremental tax creep for the wealthiest investors. We won't be surprised at some point in time, especially for those making more than $1 million, to see their tax bill, capital gains, qualified dividends, that could easily double, putting some pressure on some of the high price to earning multiplier stocks as some people might look to take some profits. But, you know, overall, I mean, there's pluses and minuses in this thing. But if investors stay focused on the long term and don't make their investment decisions based on short-term politics didn't work for investors in the last 4 years. I have a hard time believing it's going to work in the next four either.
Craig Bolanos, the founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Thanks, as always, for your words of wisdom. Join